Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the inspirational story, Helping Hands, from author Ken Sake, a woman attempting to reclaim her life is led on an emotional journey with help from a devoted friend that ultimately reveals the truth and prompts her to seek forgiveness. A story of redemption, acceptance, faith, and love, as Jill Kreschke learns to live her life again after the tragedy of a divorce and a horrible car accident. Ken is a committed Christian who retired after 31 years of teaching social studies to pursue writing, fiction, and poetry. To date, he's published 3 novellas and 2 novels, Baggage, Burdens, and The Caretaker. Ken currently resides in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Ken Sake, author of Helping Hands, our guest on This Week in America. Ken, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
What a nice little second career you've carved for yourself, and you're very good at doing this. The writing, this really is an interesting story you put together, so well received, an inspirational story. Where did this idea for Helping Hands come from? What was the idea for this?
Well, I was at a church-sponsored family conference, and I noted a woman who was just overjoyed and talking with a bunch of children. That wouldn't have been surprising, except that all the time before that, she was seen as a person who was trying to be by herself, aloof, didn't really talk to adults and was somewhat negative, but here she was really joyful. So I thought that was rather interesting. A little later on, she ended up starting to talk to me, which was a bit surprising because she didn't really care to talk to anyone. But in the conversation that we had, I began to learn why she was so negative. It turns out that in her years at high school, she had to put up with a father who was alcoholic, and he had been beating her. So she had some real negative impressions about people, particularly males.
Yes.
And so it was ironic that she was talking to me and hearing something so personal.
You know, it's interesting how things begin. The concept for the book began at that point. The main characters, Jill and then Bill Winechuck, very briefly talk about them, but then I'm going to ask specifically about one of the characters. Give me a little bit of background on the two main characters.
Well, I gave you a little bit of information about Jill. That business of her being negative was more stimulated from a fear. You can understand if you've got a father who beats you up, you're certainly going to be afraid of males. But she was also afraid of an awful lot of other people who might take advantage of her. Now, she ended up meeting this character by the name of Bill because she'd gone to a family conference, and she just ended up having a conversation with him. And surprisingly enough, he felt quite comfortable with her and ended up sharing some rather personal things that was happening to his life that she thought was rather risky. So that kind of trusting attitude rubbed off a little bit on her, and she started kind of revealing a few things with him. So from that point on, she began to connect with him. But it was a connection that, while she enjoyed, she later on had a bit of a regret on. She had introduced Bill to her family and to her husband, and to her delight, Bill and her husband got along really well. Actually got along so well that she found out through her husband, who had divorced her, that Bill was siding with him. Well, that kind of betrayal just kind of threw him out in the garbage.
Oh, yes, yes.
But anyway, he in a sense, he redeemed himself because when she had the car accident, he was the one who was always there visiting her and cheering her up. So she was kind of, I like him, but I don't think I trust him. So that's kind of the connection she had. She had to develop a new connection and relationship with him. And later on, he actually questions her about, do you trust me? Which was exactly the kind of thing she didn't want to have asked of her, because she didn't.
Exactly. The book is Helping Hands, and the author is Ken Sake. And if you're Googling that, that's S-A-I-K. You'll find the book at the usual places. I'll send you to stratton-press.com. All this available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's interesting what Jill went through. Her grandmother, Julie, Jill's niece, Joseph, Jill's husband, she really was reluctant to take them in, but she did to an extent, Bill, didn't she? He was more successful than the others close to her were.
He was, and part of it comes from something that I learned from this woman, and that is, if she doesn't want to be helped, you just aren't going to do it. So part of it was timing, but another part is perception. From Jill's perspective, everybody had an agenda. It wasn't her that they were concerned about. They had something else that they wanted to accomplish. Her grandmother was wanting her to get in touch with the old boyfriend, and so that didn't go over very well. And Julie, who was really very helpful, she found out that Julie was reporting how she was doing back to her grandmother. And Jill actually accused Julie of being a spy. So she didn't really trust Julie either. Like, Julie had an agenda too. She was serving her grandmother. Now, I have to say serving her grandmother because Jill had, when she had this episode of grandmother bringing the boyfriend over to make amends for his previous actions, Jill didn't like it, and she took off. And when I say took off, she took off from living in Ontario, went three provinces west, and established herself in Alberta. So she was having absolutely nothing to do with her grandmother because she didn't want to get back in contact with Dave because she wanted to say, I'm through with him. So, yeah, she just really didn't trust people at all. The thing about Bill is he was always there. He was there to help her anytime she wanted, anytime she asked. But Bill had one other outstanding characteristic. He tended to ask very pointed questions. I gave you one. You do trust me. But another one that he came up with, after Jill had admitted that she wasn't really on good terms with her eldest son, Daniel, she was asked by him, she says, well, are you comfortable with this? And then another time when he observed that she had phoned Daniel's wife and had talked to the grandchildren, he says, you know, you never talk about Daniel. It sounds like you care very little for him. So he had a way of bringing out things that were yes. right to the point of where she was at and not necessarily comfortable at.
Well, the book is Helping Hands by Ken Saik, S-A-I-K. As you can tell, these are well-developed characters. You read the reviews and they relate to these real-life characters. When you finish your book, I'm often amazed at this and talk to authors about this. When a book is over with and you're done maybe with those characters, do you miss them? Is it like a member of the family has just moved away and you're not going to see them again?
Well, I say that with several of the characters in here. One of them is Josie, the grandmother. Now, that grandmother was really admired by Jill, and rightly so, because when that grandmother set her mind to doing something, it got done. She had connections, she had money, she had the personality that said, you want to serve and do what this person's asking. So she was a really admirable person. And I guess I really admire Josie for an awful lot of things there, particularly in the end of the book when she starts taking command of Jill's upcoming wedding. But another person that was really outstanding is Mary. Now, Mary is the person who first employed Jill when she came west. And she was more than an employer, and that was what she intended to make clear to Jill right off the bat. When Jill comes, she doesn't just shake her hand. She comes with arms wide open, wraps her arms around her, welcomes her in, and virtually almost adopts her as if she was the daughter. And she was extremely caring. Jill never had a problem with Mary in the sense of anybody else having another agenda. Mary didn't. So Mary is a really outstanding character, particularly from the standpoint of Jill. But I had created her from that standpoint that she's just an absolutely wonderful sharing lady.
You know, the characters are so real to life and have all of the characteristics that real people do, the good and the bad. Interesting. One of the things that we're exposed to in the book Helping Hands is the children's personality. I'm thinking, how much do parents impact that child's personality? How does that interact?
Well, that was one of the things that was a bit of a theme in my book, and that is that the idea that apples don't fall far from the tree.
Yes.
For example, Jill had a really interesting talent from the standpoint of being creative, only she was a behind-the-scenes type of person. So in a drama, it was creating the scene and the mood and everything else. But that creativity she found in her daughter Amber. It wasn't in the area of drama. It was in the area of painting. And so she encouraged that creativity in her daughter to the point where she became an outstanding person. But she did the same thing for her other daughter in the sense of just being interested in being involved in drama as well. Now, that works out really well if you look at, say, a person's personality. The personality of Josie is a very strong-willed person, gets things done. The personality of Jill's mother, she was very strong-willed too. I mean, she was devoted to loving and supporting a husband who was an alcoholic and putting up with all the kind of things he did beyond Jill's understanding. Very strong-willed woman. Well, Jill had the same kind of trait, strong-willed, committed, would follow through on whatever it is that she decided. So, again, a good example of a trait that runs right through the family. Now, sometimes the trait is not desirable. Jill's father had a father who was really hard on him and ended up creating an inferiority complex in him. Well, that inferiority complex ended up becoming a problem for Jill because he ended up adopting some of the behaviors of his father, which created an inferiority complex in Jill. As in, she didn't think she was a worthy person, certainly not a person worthy of love, which is part of what her father had communicated. You're a disobedient child. You don't deserve to be loved. And that stuck with her for a long time.
Wait, words are important, aren't they? I mean, they really carry weight. You can't unsay something like that, especially with someone who's very sensitive to what's being said about them. Ken Saik is our guest, S-A-I-K. The book is Helping Hands, available wherever books are sold. You find it will guide you to stratton-press.com. But the time is going by so quickly, and some reviewers call this a romance, and I think it's more than that. What other genres might this book fall into?
Oh, I think perhaps one of the key ones would be healing, because that's what Bill was working with with Jill to try and bring about a reconciliation with her son, a reconciliation with her past, a reconnection with her grandmother. And that's a tough kind of thing to do there. But you can pick up the whole idea that family is extremely important. Whether you look at Jill's connections with her children and how she really treasures it and how if it's not quite right, it is a concern for her, even if she can't feel like she can master it. She misses her grandmother, even though she doesn't want to get back with her. But one of the key things that hit me in connecting with this particular woman is that her faith was very much shattered. And yet it was a foundation of her life as well. I mean, she was brought up in a church. She knew her biblical information and texts and all that. But she wasn't really feeling confident in that area. And that's where Bill comes in. He tries to reawaken that faith in her and bring her back to the Lord. So that would be the other genre I would say that is a very strong one. And that's the faith part.
You've said something interesting about the book. You say that this is more a story of love than romance. And sometimes we think the two are the same. Talk about that, because there is a difference, isn't there?
Well, that's exactly what Jill was discovering, is that what is love? She really didn't know. And it took a conversation with her her grandmother to get a little bit of a different perspective on it. And she began to see, you know what? I haven't really been loving. I haven't been looking at those that are close to me to see what is it that they like? What is it that I can do to kind of support them? She had models, but it hadn't really clicked for her. Romance? Well, I guess Bill's probably one of the best ones to be able to look at in the way of romance, because he was an extremely forgiving person. He was always there for her. And the key part that comes out on what love is appears on the tombstone of her mother, who had quoted 1 Corinthians and described what love is. And she gets all kinds of information of that. Always hopes, holds no wrongs, remembers no wrongs. So looking at that, she begins to get a whole different idea and perspective of what love is. And so there is the romance, but there's several different perspectives on what love is as well.
The book is so much more than just a really good story that's well told by Ken Sake, our guest and the author of the book there. As you read this, you'll relate to the characters. You'll understand what they're going through. Emotion, something that they go through, and they play such an important role in people's lives. Are emotions sometimes more prominent, more powerful than reason?
That certainly is the case for a lot of people.
Yes.
You can read, and they can agree with the logic, and then they can turn around and do the exact opposite.
Exactly, yes.
But when you know what the emotion is, and in Jill's case, it's a very strong emotion. It's fear. Fear overrides almost anything and everything else. Certainly it does in her life. And fear says, you can't trust anybody. And she's not trusting any because she has learned, not only from her father, but for the person who she had, the boyfriend that she'd kind of moved in with, he lies too. He's got his own agenda. So she was really afraid, but for Jill, she had a fear that's probably even worse than just being afraid of someone you know. And that's afraid of something you don't know. And she was afraid of something, but she had no idea what it was. And she never found out until she returned back to Ontario. And then it hit her what really bothered her.
The book is Helping Hands by Ken Sake, S-A-I-K. Book available at stratton-press.com, Amazon, the other places. A couple minutes left in the program. I'd ask you before how difficult it was to leave these characters behind. Are you leaving these characters behind? A lot of the reviews say, wow, I would like to see a sequel to Helping Hands. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you, I know I would enjoy writing about a couple of those characters, one of them being Joseph. A couple of people who have read the book, especially the first part, The Baggage Burdens, had said, you know, I really feel sorry for Joseph. And you get a little bit of a picture of who Joseph is in Helping Hands, a person who's moved far away, who is very hurt, who's got to reestablish himself, and he's got a tough time because he's all by himself. No community. He had a community before that supported him. He's got to get in touch with a whole new community, get in touch with a whole new job line, get the ability to earn enough money. That's a really tough road to haul. And I think that would be an interesting kind of story to follow. But the other one that I thought would be really interesting, and I have to plead a bit of ignorance in that area, I would love to be an artist like Amber. And while I have all kinds of wonderful ideas of what how to do things, I just don't have the ability to pull it off. But Amber was, and she was getting all kinds of success. And it didn't matter if she ran into a problem. She was always able to turn it into a strength. And so to see a person like that, it's kind of like she's her grandmother. Whatever she sets her mind to, she does. I think she'd be an exciting person to follow.
Well, I hope you do follow up on that. And again, a couple minutes left, but I want to ask about Jill one more time. This is the focal point of the story. We learned so much about Jill as the story unfolds in Helping Hands. What do you feel is her most endearing personality trait? Could you pick one?
I'd like to say strong will, but strong will maybe coupled with hope. I can do this. I will do this. A good example of she moves from a wonderful, what she calls a heavenly home that she created or that her grandmother created for her, and she moves west to be by herself and to start up all over again. I can do this. I will do this. She marries Joseph. Not a man she loved. She married him because he was the route to keeping her safe, hidden from a boyfriend who was, she thought, pursuing her. I can make this marriage work. I will do this. So she has that ability to say, I'm going to follow through. I'm going to make this work. And that's probably her most outstanding character trait, that willpower to make things work.
I love that, the strong will and the hope. These are traits that all of us can pick up, will sense as we're reading about Jill and relate to our own lives. It is such a book well done, a story well told, Helping Hands by Ken Sake. This is a companion of Baggage Burdens that we talked about, one of two novels that up to this point that Ken has written, the other being The Caretaker. Of course, number three now is the book we're talking about, Helping Hands. So that the book's available at stratton-press.com. All the usual places. We'll have all the information up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Ken, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the success of Helping Hands. Love to touch base again and talk further. Looking forward to seeing how these characters, some of them, will continue to live on in your mind and on paper. Ken, thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
It has been our pleasure. Ken Sake, that's S-A-I-K. The book is Helping Hands, stratton-press.com to find information. Also information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.